with a look at the news for the first time this morning. Sharon Allseth, good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Indianapolis Water has extended a ban on watering lawns through Friday. Department of Water Works Director Matt Klein said Sunday the city's water system has been stressed by the heat wave. He says the system is having more water main breaks and low water pressure. On an average day, Indianapolis Water pumps 140 million gallons of water. Consumption has been at or above 200 million gallons per day since July 11th. The extended ban came as central Indiana entered the eighth day of an excessive heat warning. The Monroe County Sheriff's Department is investigating the disappearance of a 75-year-old Bloomington man who was last seen in Franklin. A silver alert has been issued for Winfred Nykirk. He's white, 5'9", 150 pounds. He was last seen about 7 o'clock last night in Franklin and may be driving a beige 2003 Toyota Tundra pickup. This is Indiana Private College Week, a campaign by the state's 31 private nonprofit colleges and universities to get Indiana students to visit their campuses. Each of the schools will host special events this week, as well as continuing offering campus tours for prospective students. Mary Ellen Hamer with Independent Colleges of Indiana says her organization wants to dispel the idea that private colleges are too expensive for many families.
For the highest need students, with the combination of state and federal and very generous financial aid that's given by our campuses themselves, sometimes it ends up costing them the same or even less than a state university.
Private colleges in central Indiana include Franklin College, Anderson, Butler, Marion, and Martin Universities, as well as the University of Indianapolis. An upscale apartment building in downtown Bloomington is working to clean up its image since the June disappearance of an IU student who lived there. Police records show officers were called to Smallwood Plaza nearly 450 times over a three-and-a-half-year period. But the Herald Times reports that's only about half as many calls as other popular student housing complexes. Smallwood officials acknowledge many of those calls involve alcohol. Police say 20-year-old Lauren Spear had been drinking before she went missing on June 3rd. A program that provides food for low-income children during weekends and school breaks is expanding in southern Indiana. The Gleaners Backsacks Weekend Food for Kids program served more than 500 children in Bartholomew and Jackson counties after it began in October at five elementary schools. All five schools have large proportions of students receiving free or reduced-price lunches. The program provides backpacks filled with nutritious, non-perishable food to help struggling families. The Bartholomew County School says many of the children can access breakfast and lunch when school is in session, but their needs aren't met when school is out. A new government study says deaths from the chicken pox have been dramatically reduced thanks to the vaccine for the disease. And researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the drop has been most significant among children. Study co-author Jane Seward of the CDC says the vaccine is important, though a lot of people think the chickenpox is a mild disease.
In fact, every year 105 people died of chickenpox before we used the vaccine. About half of them were children and about half of them were adults. And 11,000 ended up in hospital with some extremely serious complications.
Chickenpox is caused by a virus and is highly contagious. Most kids suffer no more than an itchy skin rash and a fever, but symptoms can be serious, and severe cases are more common among adolescents and adults who get it for the first time. WFYI weather, today mostly sunny, high 91, mostly clear tonight, low 69. Tomorrow through Thursday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high 90, Wednesday 93, Thursday 95. Right now it's partly cloudy, 73 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. Coming up on 6:35 on this Monday morning. In sports, the IndyCars were in Edmonton yesterday. Will Power got a little bit of revenge from the Toronto race 2 weeks ago.